from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into our program today on Life Change Weekend. We have our Bible studies Monday through Friday, then on Saturday, what a joy to have people on. Sometimes we have people that have written books, sometimes we have people that have come to Christ recently or tell their story about a trip they've taken. It's a great story about how Christ works in lives, and today I am really delighted to have a wonderful friend on with me, Haas Wiggins, and Haas is very involved in the chaplaincy ministry throughout Martin County. God has used him in a great way. I remember, Haas, you and I went to Israel some years ago together, and you spoke there at a very wonderful setting, and what a blessing that was. And Haas, I just want you to know it's a great joy to have you on the program today. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Dino. It's a joy to be with you, and looking forward to our discussion today.
You and I have lunch quite often together. We do a Bible study together, and it's always a joy when we get together and talk about a little bit of everything. We kind of straighten the world out, but nobody's listening, Haas. Did you ever notice that when we're out there?
I did notice that. Some days I leave our luncheons and I'm thinking, man, discussing the things of the world and how to fix everything. But it's always worth a try.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. Haas, now tell us a little bit about your life, if you would. Tell us how you came to Christ. And also, after you came to Christ, talk a little bit about how God began to lead you in your life. You have quite a ministry to many, many people that's multiplied. So how did you come to Christ, Haas?
Well, as a little boy, I went to church. I went forward one particular Sunday and get saved. The church gave me a little Bible as a young boy. And then not long after that, I quit going to church and started doing the things in life just that teenage boys do as I grew. And then I went back to church many years later. My wife and I had started dating, and so she invited me to her church. And so I had gotten involved in the church there, and I was singing in the choir. I was leading congregational singing. I was helping teach Bible study classes if they needed help, taking up the offering, whatever. And but a very dear pastor friend of mine was preaching one day, and he asked two rhetorical questions throughout his message. And one of those questions was, do you know for certain when you die that you're going to spend eternity in heaven? And that arrested my attention because I thought I knew. And he preached a little bit more, and then the next question he asked is, when you stand before God and he asks you, why should I let you into my heaven, what would be your response to him? Well, that just put me in a tizzy because I thought I knew all the answers to those two questions, and yet for over a year, I struggled with those. I went through times where I was afraid. I went through time periods where I was angry, disappointed in myself because I didn't feel like I could answer those questions. And one night, lying in bed, a little over a year later, the Holy Spirit just whispered to me, you've never acknowledged your sins to me, and you've never acknowledged that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Hmm. And that was just like the big floodlight that come on in my heart. It must have been maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. I was minding my own business trying to go to sleep. And yet, in God's still small voice, that was the impression that he laid on my heart. So that particular morning, I laid in bed and confessed my sins to the Lord. asked Christ to come into my life and save me. And I've been serving the Lord ever since. God has granted some very unique opportunities to serve Him. I've been serving as a fire rescue chaplain here in Martin County for probably 22 years now. Had a wonderful opportunity to lead some of those guys and gals to saving faith in Christ. And then on top of that, just to be an encouragement to so many of our firefighters. And then I teach a Bible study at a local church here in town. I attend your men's Bible study, which I absolutely love. And God just, He opens up doors of opportunities that I don't understand why He does. But as my wife told me one time, she says, stop trying to figure everything out that God's doing in your life and just step through the door of opportunity. So I've tried to take her advice, and but I'm thankful to the Lord for what He's done in my life. Give Him all praise, honor, and glory.
It is amazing how our wives can very simply say something and kind of straighten everything out. That's a wonderful testimony how you came to the Lord. How old were you when you came to the Lord, Haas?
I was probably in my mid to late 20s, I suppose. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. Glad you're listening into our program today. And I want to remind you that we have a wonderful book with one of our colleagues has written called Marks in My Bible by Rick Ramsey. And the idea of marks into the Bible talks about places in the scripture that meant a lot to him. It's a devotional book, and I want to encourage you to purchase it directly from him. The book Marks in My Bible, it's volume 2. I have read a number of these devotionals. They're very helpful toward the day-to-day living. And you can order this book. It's $25. It includes shipping at Post Office Box 111. That's Post Office Box 111, Fairfield, Virginia, 24435. That's simply send it to Marks in My Bible, Post Office Box 111, Fairfield, Virginia 24435. It's $25, including shipping. Haas, when you got into the whole idea of chaplaincy, and there's probably people listening in today who serve as chaplains, maybe some that would like to be chaplains. How did that initially begin with you?
Well, one of our former chiefs, who I have, even to this day, a tremendous amount of respect for, he approached me kind of out of the blue, and he said, hey, what do you think about serving as our department chaplain? And I said, well, what in the world is that? And he kind of laughed at me. He says, I'm going to send you some material, but I want you to think about it. And so he sent me the information. And as I kind of contemplated that, I could look back and see where God had been using me to minister to individual firefighters. I just didn't have the title of a chaplain. I was just trying to serve Jesus. And so I consented to the idea of that. And so, like I said, I've been doing that for 22 years, I believe, now.
It's a wonderful ministry that you have. I'm very familiar with what God has done in your life. We both have a very wonderful mutual friend, Pastor Bill Snyder. Bill often speaks on our Friday programs here with us, and he was your pastor, I know, for many years, and it was a joy meeting you through him. So what does a chaplain do? Tell us some specifics. You're a chaplain, and I need a chaplain. What do you do?
Well, I do regular station visits. Martin County Fire Rescue, we have 13 or 14 fire stations, about 425 personnel. That's not counting their family, the spouses and children and stuff that I also minister to on occasion. But I do regular station visits. Just try to be an encouragement to the guys and gals at Fire Rescue. I also respond to calls, emergency scenes when I'm requested to from a spiritual perspective, just try to bring some context and some calm to the scene. And then other than that, I whenever I'm asked about what does it mean to be a chaplain, I like to define it as I'm an ambassador from the kingdom of heaven. And scripture speaks that children of God, we're ambassadors, and I have a message of hope from my king, And so that's kind of what we do. I do pray at invocations and from time to time lead a Bible study here or there. And sometimes firemen, when I'm doing station rounds, they'll have a question. Hey, what about this or what about that? And so I try to give them the Word of God as I know it, because I don't want to give them my opinion. I want the Bible to speak for itself when they ask, certain questions.
You know, I want to pay you a compliment here too, Haas. I remember talking to your pastor one time, and there are certain people that you get to know, and you think, that man can really help somebody. They're very trustworthy, and they know what they're talking about. And I've often thought, I thought of this in my own mind. I have four children. They're wonderful. They live for the Lord. I've never really had issues with problems with them in some areas like the law and that type of thing. But if I did have a child like that, there's a handful of people I've thought about, well, here's the person I'd like to have them talk to. You'd be one of those people, Haas. You have a heart about you. You have a way about you. You're just as sincere as they come. And I thank you for that. I think there are many people who probably feel the same way about you, Haas. And I would say that probably you will always have a ministry because of who you are and the way that you are. So thank you for that. You also sing too, right?
Yes, known to do a concert here and there. Linda and I used to do concerts earlier on in our marriage. We'd travel around, and if we found two people that was willing to sit and tolerate us singing, we were willing to sing to them. But I love bragging about Jesus in song, and oftentimes when I'm looking for new material, it's oftentimes the lyrics of the song are just speaking to me personally, and then I just have a desire. I'm like, I really would like to just share the truths of these lyrics with people. And so Linda, she doesn't sing anymore. She something happened with her voice when we went through the COVID time, but I still have a desire whenever the opportunities come to do a concert here or there. I don't do a lot of them, but it's a wonderful way of sharing the love and hope of Christ through song.
It is. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you and my good friend Haas Wiggins, chaplain of the Martin County area, various fire departments there. He's been a real good friend of mine for many years. We're so glad that he's on. I do want to remind you about the book Marks in My Bible, Volume 2, by my colleague Rick Ramsey, and you can get a copy of that wonderful devotional book by sending $25, which will cover also the expense of sending you the book to Post Office Box 111, Fairfield, Virginia 24435. I have a copy sitting right here next to me today. It's such a wonderful book that really can help you in your growth and your testimony. As I look at this book, I'm often reminded of the way that God works in our lives. It says in the book of Ezekiel, it says, "Son of man, mark well, and behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears all that I say unto you." And that's what this book is. That's actually the theme it's put on the front of this book. And we have in here over 100, I think it's 171 devotions that are just very, very helpful. So you can get that from Rick Ramsey. And I'm giving you his personal address to send it to, which will be easier and quicker to get the book. Rick Ramsey, Marks in My Bible, Post Office Box 111, Fairfield, Virginia 24435. Haas, when you think about something that you mentioned to me a lot, and I want you to explain to our listening audience what you mean by this. You talk about divine appointments. Does that mean that God comes and sits and talks to you? What does that mean, divine appointments?
Well, a divine appointment is when... and it all has to do with God's Holy Spirit. That's very important to understand. But when through the orchestration and the moving of God's Holy Spirit, he causes the paths of two lives to cross so that a ministering opportunity may occur. And so that's a divine appointment. God using people to cross paths with other people. It could be to share the gospel of Christ with somebody. It could be crossing paths with a brother or sister in the faith that is just down in the ditch, you know, at that moment. And so so that's what a divine appointment is. It all has to do with the Holy Spirit and His moving in situations like that. And you and I've shared several divine appointments of what that might look like. And there was one particular time that a friend of mine, very dear friend of mine, were having lunch. And we had lunch, we got up to leave the restaurant, and a lady approached us in the parking lot, and she said, "Excuse me," and so we both gave her our attention, and she says, I wanted to tell you, I'm in this restaurant y'all just walked out of with a large family." And she said, "I just wanted to tell you, I noticed when you all bowed your head and you prayed over your meal." And she says, "I just want you to know how much I appreciate that." And then she goes on to tell us, she says, "I'm a mother in mourning for a year now." She said, I lost my son to cancer. But she went on to tell us that although she's mourning, 2 weeks before her son died, he shared with her that he had prayed and asked Christ to come into his life and save him. And so so I asked her, if we could pray for her. And so out there in this parking lot, we just stood there in a triangle, and I led us in prayer. And I really believe that was the reason she stopped us. I believe the Holy Spirit navigated. We had talked about 4 or 5 different restaurants that we were going to thinking about going to eat at, but we settled on that one. And I really believe it was the Holy Spirit that directed us there. And so that's what a divine appointment may look like.
Yeah, that is outstanding, Haas. Now, let me ask you this. I know in my life, God has brought divine appointments, and sometimes, and tell me if you sense it like this, my mind is completely on something else. I have no interest in talking to anybody, perhaps. I've done this on an airplane, sat down, and you know, my mind is on a piece of work or a book I want to read, or I just want to rest, and all of a sudden, it's there. Does that often happen? Does it often happen to you like that, or do you pray about it ahead of time and say, "God, give me a divine appointment"? What's it like with you?
Well, there's times, yes, where I pray, "Lord, would you give me some divine appointments? Lord, wherever my feet take me today, whatever my hands fund to do, would you just use me, Lord, for your glory?" And just said, so there's nothing wrong for divine appointments. Yes, they do pop up. I go to town for something. It just wasn't on my radar. And all of a sudden, here's this divine appointment. Now, that being said, there have been times, one particular time in my life where God had, I was eating at a restaurant, and I was sitting right next door to a window of this restaurant. And I seen a gentleman about 5 windows down. He was on the outside cleaning the windows. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you need to share with him that your life was like it was full of sin, it was dirty like this window here is, but when you pray to receive Christ, he cleans you all up. And he would move one window closer and one window closer, and I just kept eating my hamburger, and he moved on away from me. And the whole time, "You need to go share the gospel with him." I've just given you an illustration, the Holy Spirit said. And I didn't do it, and he got out of sight, and I finished eating, and I left. And I become so broken driving down the road that I almost had to pull over, because I knew that God had put me in this man's path. And I didn't heed the moving of the Holy Spirit, and it just broke my heart. It crushed my heart. And, you know, but could God use somebody else to save that gentleman? Yeah, absolutely. Could God use somebody else to share the gospel with him? Absolutely. But the point is, God had moved on my heart, and I refused to act upon it. And I think there's two reasons. I think there are two primary reasons, or maybe more, why people don't share the love of Christ with people. And that is, one, they're, for whatever reason, they're timid about sharing their faith. And then another reason is that we become so busy in our lives that going here, going there, doing this, doing that, that even when the Holy Spirit in a small, still way prompts us, we are so busy that we don't even recognize what God is trying to do in that moment and in that time.
Yeah, I appreciate your transparency there, Haas, because all of us have done that from time to time. There's an opportunity and we look back and say, oh my goodness, I really miss that. There needs to be, I guess, in our lives, a sense of the presence of God. In that study that we do in the men's Bible study, we often talk about the dilemma that these kings and prophets get themselves into, not recognizing God's presence is there with them. And so I think what you're saying there is great advice, and I appreciate, again, your transparency with that. I remember one time with me, I was in an airport, and I was doing something at a desk. I had a kind of a lengthy layover, and a man came up, and he began talking to me. I really, I was like really intense in what I was doing. And then so he said to me, how do you know God? And all of a sudden, it was like it knocked me right out of the chair. And I said, well, whatever I'm doing really may not be this important, but it is a fascinating way to live about these divine appointments that you often have. And I appreciate especially the transparency about that, because that does happen so much. So tell us, Jess, we have just a couple minutes left here, Haas. Just briefly tell us a little bit about your walk with God and what Jesus means to you. I know that you're consumed with the love of God. You get around you, it's contagious. I know our men in the Bible study so appreciate you coming in. I've had you teach that class a couple of times when I could not be there. Tell us just a little bit about what Christ means to you. We just have a minute or two left here.
Well, it's being a child of God is such a wonderful thing, and as much as it is to get your mind and your heart around why God saved me. I get that. Scripture says that he saved me so that I would not perish in my sins, that I could have everlasting life with him. But here's where it's not a struggle, perhaps it is, but I stand in amazement of God's love and his grace upon my life. Even, here's the catch, even when as his child, I sin against him from time to time. Mm-hmm. God still loves me. He still forgives me. I'm still his child. And so God means everything to me. God's just given me he's given me a hunger for souls. Mm-hmm. I spent 33 years as a firefighter, ready to rescue people from burning flames. Actually, one particular occasion, I actually done that. I pulled a man and a young boy out of a trailer fire, and it would another minute or two, and it would have been just, a bad, bad situation. But God's just given me a hunger for souls. And so I'm always on the hunt for souls. And I need the Holy Spirit I need his help to give me the promptings and stuff like that. And scripture says that he who wins souls is wise. And so I want to be a wise soul winner. It's the only thing that we can take to heaven with us are the souls that we've influenced into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
There's no material thing here on this earth that we can take with us when our journey moves and towards heaven. And so whether it's a loved one that you've had a chance to share the gospel with and they've responded, or whether it's somebody you've never laid eyes on before, and through the working and the convicting of the Holy Spirit, he takes those divine appointments and he does something productive with them. And so you mentioned Pastor Bill. I just like a special shout out to him. I love him. You and Pastor Bill have become just some solid rocks in the faith for me, and I love Pastor Bill. I grew a lot under his preaching over at the church that he pastored at, and I love he and Carol to pieces, and I love you the same, Pastor Dino.
Well, Haas, you're a blessing to us, and thank you so much for being on. Have a blessed day. God bless all of you.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.